This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on December 4th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. Every year, the United Nations brings together business, government, and union leaders to evaluate progress on the respect for human rights in company activities. The goal is to move the UN's guiding principles on business from paper to practice. At a recent forum held to discuss the guiding principles, Christy Hoffman told the delegates that some progress towards the respect for human rights has been made, but there is much more to be done. Ms. Hoffman is the Deputy General Secretary of UNI Global Union. UNI represents some 20 million workers employed in the skills and services sectors.
I began my trade union career nearly 40 years ago as a shop steward in a large factory. And as a shop steward, my job was to represent workers with their complaints, which we called then and still do grievances. I handled thousands of these. On the grievance form, there are two lines. The first one asks for the violation, and the second one, more important, far more important, remedy requested. Well, the job of the union was always then and still today to obtain a remedy to the many problems workers confront in the world. It is not enough to identify the violations of our human rights. There must also be a remedy. But awareness of the guiding principles, voluntary steps, and soft law have not been enough. There is a big gap between talk and action, between policy and progress. Remedy is all too rare. We still have 11% of the world's children at work, and progress has stalled for those between 5 and 11. There are more people in modern slavery than ever before, and respect for the fundamental enabling right of freedom of association has actually declined over the past 5 years, as measured by Vigeo Eiris. This comes as no surprise to me and my colleagues, because this is the message we hear from unions and workers every day. So what can we do? We know from decades of workplace audits that voluntary steps do not get the job done. Already, our benchmark programs show that almost all companies are well below a passing score. This session is intended as a call to action, and delegates, more action is required in order to deliver on the promise of the guiding principles. To businesses, we say, recognize unions at your places of work and throughout your supply chain. Engage in collective bargaining in order to address inequality, in order to provide a fair and decent conditions to your employees. You and your suppliers should pay a living wage at a minimum and offer safe workplaces. You should also sign binding agreements with global unions, such as the Bangladesh Accord, or global agreements which address freedom of association and other fundamental rights. More than 100 companies have already done so. If you are a global company, you need a global counterpart as part of your due diligence, as part of your commitment to human rights. To governments, yes, legislate, reporting, and transparency, these are good steps, but it is not enough to know about the problem and measure it. There must be legally imposed remedies for violations of human rights, and businesses must assume their responsibility through a binding framework, as they have already done for so many other norms, for example, anti-corruption and anti-discrimination. We ask that you do four things in order to secure respect for human rights by businesses. Pass legislation to mandate due diligence and supply chain transparency. Take legal and administrative steps to allow for access to effective remedy within your borders, including for company operations abroad. Support an ILO supply chain convention to guarantee labor rights across the footprint. And lastly, but not least, support a binding UN treaty on transnational corporations. Now, you may say that these are good aspirations, but not practical in today's modern economy. And I say, yes, these are aspirational, but they are also attainable. We must be the best we can be. Those of us in this room are among the best informed in the world about business responsibility for human rights, so we should now make it happen.
And that's it, International Labor News You Can Use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.